The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a Top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 480, Japan Top 10 July 2023 countdown. I'm your host, Haru. And I'm back with the Top 10 Countdown. It's been a while as a host, but I hope you enjoy it. And now, I'd like to welcome our new on-air host, Brinton. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I sure would. Hi everyone, I'm Brinton, and I've been a long-time listener and now a first-time host. So it's been a huge honor to join the Japan Top 10 team. I hope you'll have fun going through this month's countdown, and I'd just like to say thank you for having me here.
Oh, cool. And welcome. Yay. I like your accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Australia.
Cool. Wow. Amazing. Okay. But before we start, we have a short announcement. Do you want to join our team? We are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts like us to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details. And now let's get the top 10 countdown started. Starting from number 10, we have a new song. This is Turquoise by Sekai no Owari.
Number 10.
で夢を歌った皆の前でかっこ悪いくらいに誰よりもそれを聞いていたのは他ならぬ僕自身だろう深海の夢を見たマリンスノーが宙を舞っていて綺麗なものは綺麗なだけじゃないと君もきっとそうなんだろう首を飾る君のきっと握りドアを開いた森の伴奏太陽が照らし出すとまた拍手もない僕のステージが始まる歌方の希望だろうとハリボテの勇気だろうと僕はそれをカバンに詰めたきっとないよりマシなはずさ数えきれぬ敗北の前で膝をつく日だってあるだろう逃げることも勇気の一つだとその言葉を胸に首
That was Turquoise by 世界の終わり。世界の終わり literally translated as End of the World, stylized as 世界の終わり, is a Japanese pop band originating from Tokyo. The band was formed in 2005 and has four members, Nakajin, Fukase, Saori, and DJ Love.
The band has performed at the renowned Nissan Stadium, Japan's largest concert venue, and are currently considered to be one of the biggest music acts from Japan.
Mm-hmm. 世界の終わり started as an alternative rock band, but later adapted concept of J-pop and experimented with other genres. The band expressed their wish to not to be thrown into any particular box and attempt to develop a diverse style.
You know, what I really like about this song is that the lyrics really make it clear about, you know, following one's dreams and finding your own courage. And I really like that it's represented by the turquoise, which is a gemstone that's said to bring luck and courage. So I think it really lends well to that theme.
Cool.
I think it's a very uplifting song.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know the meaning. Sorry about that. But for me, this song, Turquoise, sounds exactly like Sekai no Wari or Sekai wa. And personally, it reminds me of their huge hit song RPG, released maybe 10 years ago, which is my favorite song. Yeah. Oh yeah, RPG is a pretty old one, but I like, you know, this kind of concept, like fantasy and a nostalgic concept, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you know the song Habit?
Oh.
Yeah,
no,
that was
not off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. That was a huge hit last year, but the Habit was a bit different from their particular sounds, I guess. But this song, Turquoise, is like, you know, this song represents Sekai no Owari. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, a banger as always.
Yeah.
And now we have a new song at number 9, which is Magic by Mrs. Green Apple.
Number 9.
Starlight, 眩しいけど見る窓割れない。 Hey, 気の振りをしてない。
何を私は何ができるんだろう、お茶の剣を振りかざした One day、 ああ期待以上の夢にまで見たトリップして、あの日に描いた虹色のドラゴンと
That was Magic by Mrs. Green Apple. Mrs. Green Apple is a three-member Japanese rock band from Tokyo that made their major debut in 2015.
The members include Motoki Omori, who is the vocal and a guitarist, Hiroto Wakai, who is a guitarist, and Ryoka Fujisawa, who plays the keyboard.
Mrs. Green Apple are known for performing the fifth ending theme to the anime series Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc V.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this song is so refreshing that perfect for summer.
Yeah, and I think what I like about this song is that it tells a story about how, while it's good to be kind to others, it's more important to be kind to yourself. I think it's a very realistic take on an everyday challenge, especially when it describes that mindset of a person who tends to get worried too much about others and the world around them. And, you know, to an extent that they have to pretend that everything is okay, even when it's not. And it's definitely not a good feeling to have, but it's also, at the same time, not something that can be easily fixed without literal magic.
Wow, this is perfect. Oh my goodness, even though I'm Japanese, I don't think too much. I don't think about the lyrics. I just listen to it and wow, amazing. You're such a good on-air host.
Thank you.
Wow, amazing. Okay. Next, at number 8, we have Dai Zero Kan, or Zero Feeling, by 10 Feet, which is in the same spot on the previous countdown.
Number 8.
Morale high.
澄んで消えた轍の先へ、それが再度になる気がしたんだ。
That was Dai Zerokan or Zero Feeling by 10 Feet. 10 Feet is a Japanese rock band formed in 1997 in Kyoto. Their music style is a mix of rock, punk, heavy metal, reggae, hip-hop, guitar pop, and bossa nova.
The band members include Takuma Mitamura on lead vocals and electric guitar, Naoki Inoue on electric bass guitar and backing vocals, and Koichi Nakaoka on drums and backing vocals.
Dai Zerokan is featured as the ending theme for the new movie, The First Slam Dunk, which first aired on December 3rd. Wow.
What did you think of this song?
Okay, actually, I never watched Slam Dunk series before, but I feel that this song matches the series, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I think when I heard this song, I had this sort of sense that it was like very dramatic and high intensity.
Mm-hmm.
And especially towards the end of the song, there's this sort of like, the lyrics kind of throw around a lot of terminology like dribbling, trapping, stealing. And the way that it's presented in a sort of like barrage of information really sells the hectic energy of a basketball game. So yeah, it's very easy to see this staying on the top 10.
Wow, that's so cool. Have you ever watched the Slam Dunk series before?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. me neither. So, yeah, but yeah, this is, I guess it's really popular nowadays because of the movie, even though like me, people who are in their 20s. We don't know much about this anime series because it was, I don't know, in the 90s or early 2000s. I'm not sure when, but yeah, now I think even the younger generation are interested in this movie or the, the Slum Dunk series.
And at number 7, dropping down 2 places from the last countdown, we have Que Sera Sera by Mrs. Green Apple.
Number 7.
Que Sera Sera, 今日も唱える見解、ちょっとやってやろうか。愛を捨てるほど暇じゃない、いつも alright, alright。ここを乗り越えたら楽になるじゃない。
That was Que Sera Sera by Mrs. Green Apple. Mrs. Green Apple released their first full album, 12, on the 13th of January, and has made many appearances on television. The group went on their first national one-band tour from the 1st of March to the 10th of April of the same year.
The band has an official fan club known as Ringo Jam.
On the 1st of January 2023, a project was launched to celebrate the band's 10th year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. And I have a small information about this song. Okay. Que Sera Sera is the theme song for TV Asahi's drama Nichiyou no Yoru Gurai wa. So I don't know much about this TV drama, but yeah, I believe that this song is popular among many people.
Yeah, I don't know much about the drama either, but I think this song is a really good song in its own right. And you know, as I heard this song, it really conveys this idea that no matter how difficult the days can be, that you'll always come out the other side stronger. And I really like the way that they use Que Sera Sera to sort of like say that there will always be rough days ahead of us. And it might just be me, but when I heard that song, there was this, I really felt that sense of, you know, growing stronger as the song kind of swells in energy throughout, especially with that key change at the later part of the song.
Yeah, exactly. And the music video is connected to the lyrics, so which is, you know, the music video is dramatic, so if you are interested in this, you can find it on YouTube. So yeah, do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts. Reach out to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Now, let's go back to the countdown. At number 6, we have another new song. This is Nagisa by Imase.
Number 6.
Hitori ja arukenai wa kakaete nakisama re tsuredashite asuda no karada ni mitare jatte furuta satana ni furore nai ne gonja wa futari dake no mono.
1, 2, 3.
Kitori na shume nai na tokai wa ikizuke no nomi ya ni hochitsu ita tashi wa anata ni deyatte kara sawaki muna sawaki nozoku menu koshi ni minarenai miraretai furi mukete kuretara soshitara hanika no hitomi de mitsumete hitomete otoshite akeru wa.
Sayonara, shitakunai wa naru.
3, 4.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
That was Nagisa by Imase. Imase is a Japanese musician from Gifu Prefecture, Japan.
Imase is a self-taught musician who learned music in the span of 1 year.
Wow, that's so amazing. And he was inspired to create music after watching many people on TikTok post their own music. Despite being a beginner, he felt that creating music for TikTok was accessible to him. I don't use TikTok, but my friends know this song, so which is very popular among young people.
Yeah, I haven't really heard this song in the wild, but when I first heard it, recently, like I instantly fell in love with the influences it took from 80s pop. Like, if you've seen the music video and if you've seen the cover art for it, you can really see that 80s influence, and even the lyrics itself kind of reminds you of the 80s.
Actually, I love the 80s, so yeah, like, since I don't have TikTok and I don't know much about, you know, like, popular things, so I feel I'm a bit old, but yeah, I definitely love this kind of song.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast. That's nola@jtop10.jp. Now back to the countdown. At number 5, we have a new song to the countdown, The Miracle of Bonds by Man With A Mission and Mille.
Number 5.
ただ一つの道しるべ
たがためにつなぐ命交わりもつれる定め矢の道山さの隅すべて投げ払え
解き放て今僕らが残した日を舞い上げ走れば明日が変わるはず
That was The Miracle of Bonds by Man With A Mission and Mid-8. Man With A Mission, stylized in all caps and sometimes shortened as MWAM, is a Japanese rock band that was formed in Shibuya, Tokyo in 2010.
The band's distinguishing feature is that all of the members wear differently designed wolf masks during both their concerts and other music videos.
Mid-8 is a Tokyo-based Japanese singer-songwriter who started her career in 2018.
The Miracle of Bonds is the opening for the third season of Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba. Have you ever watched Demon Slayer before?
Oh, no, I haven't, but I feel like it's a little bit too late for me to get started on it.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this song really embodies the story of the show really well. So it basically tells a story about fighting for a brighter future in unity and how the bonds between friends provide not only a sense of strength and courage, but also the capacity to change the future. So in every way, you know, it truly is a miracle.
Wow, perfect. That's what I wanted to say. Okay. Yeah, well, for me, I feel that the intro is so unique. It's exactly sounds like Japanese, so I guess it matches with Demon Slayer series.
Definitely.
And next up, at number 4, we have Tattoo by Official Higedan Dizumu, which is down one spot from the previous countdown.
Number 4.
Gare wa toki ni akogare no mama
That was Tattoo by Official Hige Dandism. Official Hige Dandism, commonly abbreviated Higedan, is a Japanese pop rock band formed in Shimane Prefecture, Japan in 2012.
After signing a record deal with major label Pony Canyon in 2018, Official Hige Dandism released their debut single, No Doubt.
Their debut studio album, Traveler, was released on October 9th, 2019 and reached number one on the Japan Albums Chart. And also, this song, Tattoo, is the theme song for TBS TV drama Pending Train 8時23分 Ashita Kimi To. Okay, I don't know about this TV drama, but I know this song. This is popular.
Yeah, I really like this song. And yeah, again, it's not surprising to see it making its way into the top 10. Yeah, I like how grounded this song is in terms of its themes, about how not everything has to be perfect, and that the overall message of the song is that you don't have to have a perfect relationship with the people who matter to you, so whether that's a friend, a family, or a significant other. Mm. You know, sometimes life gets in the way, and that's okay. And I think it really embraces the imperfections of a healthy relationship.
Wow, you researched a lot. Oh my goodness, wow, amazing. I just listened to the song and, you know, I just talk about my feelings, but wow, amazing. Okay, cool.
At number three, dropping down one spot from the previous top 10, we have Beautiful Fins by Spitz.
Number three.
Yeah. 倍上の限界は燃えてるけれど、こうやってコツを掴んで生きてきた。秘密守ってくれてありがとね。もう遠慮せんで放っても大丈夫。流れるまま流されたら出し抜こうか。美しい
Spitz is a Japanese rock band originally formed in 1987 by four art school students in Tokyo. Masamune Kusano on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Tetsuya Miwa on lead guitar, Akihiro Tamura on bass guitar, and Tatsuo Sakiyama on drums.
After their breakthrough in the mid-1990s, Spitz has sustained commercial success in the Japanese market for nearly 20 years.
Beautiful Fins is the ending theme for Detective Conan, Black Iron Submarine.
Cool. Yeah, that's true. I heard that you love 90s J-pop songs. Do you know Spitz?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think one of the first songs I've heard from Spitz is Cherry. And absolutely love everything Spitz has done so far.
Yeah, that's a huge hit song. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to describe it, but even now, I think whenever I hear any of their songs, it makes me feel nostalgic.
Yeah. Like, I noticed, I noticed the similarity of their songs, I guess. Yeah.
What I liked about this song is that it expresses embracing oneself and really finding your own courage by, you know, using your beautiful fins to literally go against the flow. And I think without spoiling too much, it's an excellent summary of the movie. So I think if you haven't seen the movie, definitely get a chance to watch it, and I think you'll have this newfound appreciation for the song.
Oh, did you watch the movie, Detective Conan?
No, but I have seen it in the past, and I guess as I got older, I just ran out of time to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, wow. Detective Conan. So, Detective Conan. Oh, okay. And now we have a short announcement. Do you want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. Okay, let's go back to the countdown. At number 2, we have Ai no Hana or Love Flower by Ai Myeong, which is up 2 spots from the previous countdown.
Number 2.
「今を憎んではいない」
私の夢はすべてすべて置いてきたの。命ある日々静かに誰かを愛した
That was Ai no Hana or Love Flower by あいみょん. あいみょん is a Japanese singer and songwriter from Nishinomiya City, Hyogo Prefecture.
あいみょん was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in part because of her grandmother, who herself aspired to be a singer or actress, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer.
After graduating from high school, a YouTube video of one of her performances caught the attention of her first music label.
Ai no Hana is the 14th major single, 15th overall, released by あいみょん.
And also, this song is the theme song for NHK's morning drama or 朝ドラ called Ranman.
Wow, 朝ドラ.
Yeah.
I don't watch it.
Yeah. Did you know that the drama is actually based on the life of the real-world botanist Tomitaro Makino?
I don't know much about the background. Do you know the story?
I just know that he was probably one of the, you know, like the most influential people in the field of botany in Japan at the time. So yeah, I think it's really appropriate that this song has this sort of theming around flowers.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know that.
And now down to our last song, staying at number one, we have Idol by YOASOBI.
Number one.
その秘密ミステリアス抜けてるとこさえ彼女のエリア完璧で嘘つきな気
That was Idol by YOASOBI. YOASOBI is a Japanese music superduo formed in 2019, composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikura.
Idol serves as the opening for the anime Oshinoko.
This song describes the troubles and harsh rules an idol faces in the Japanese entertainment industry, and the issues between idealistic expectations of an idol compared to their flawed reality.
According to YOASOBI, the song stayed faithful to the original manga. Actually, I know this song, and it's just a huge hit, but I didn't recognize that this was YOASOBI's song because the vocal, Ikura, like somehow her voice is a bit different from their previous songs, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I can see, yeah, it's very easy to see why this song would stay at number one. It's an absolute banger. Mm-hmm. It's a very pointed criticism of the idol industry, and I like that it really pays homage to this other written piece that Akasaka has written, which is called 45510. So, yeah, if you've seen the anime, it already paints a pretty grim picture of, you know, the extent to which an idol has to keep a clean image. But reading it will give you a more complete and, I guess, a sort of different opinion about the idol industry.
Oh, wow, cool. Have you ever watched Oshinoko?
I've seen a bit of it, but yeah, again, I haven't kept up.
Oh, okay. Oshinoko is popular among my friends, but I haven't watched it. But yeah, it sounds interesting. Okay. And our top 10 countdown is over, but we do have an indie extra for everyone. The Indie Spotlight this month is Mune o Kogashite by IV2 Fraudulent Game.
Karasara yo ni hanawa ni doto ikenai koto ni shita nda wasurenai.
That was Mune o Kogashite by IV2 Flagellant Game. IV2 Flagellant Game is a four-piece rock band from Gunma Prefecture that formed in 2010. Its members include Nobuaki Teraguchi on guitar and vocals, who also write the band's music, Ryotaro Kawai on bass, and Yuya Fukushima on drums.
Since 2021, IV2 Fraudulent Game has been under indie label Mini Muff Records, whose alumni include Super Beaver, Macaroni Enpitsu, and Tsumika. Mune o Kogashite, or Burn with Love, is a love song that was featured in the band's May 2022 album, Singing in the Now.
It was featured as the ending theme to the long-running TBS variety show Osama no Branchi, or King's Brunch, in April 2022. The lyrics go, I'm singing with you, my heart burning and my voice going hoarse, like I'm holding everything in my hands, like I can't hide my excitement. I know life's not supposed to be this fun. I've been searching for it, soaking wet in the rain of melancholy, and now it's here.
IV2 Fraudulent Game's music is available on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, Line, and Apple.
Are they still an indie band?
I'm not sure. I don't actually know too much about this band.
Yeah, because Osama no Branchi is a popular TV show, so I'm not sure. From this song, I feel a little bit of like Spitz, or you know, like not in the 90s, but early 2000s kind of atmosphere from this band, I guess.
Yeah. I guess, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's this sort of like softness to it that I think is really reminiscent of, I guess, bands from that time.
Okay, cool. On the next episode, Shana and Andy are back in 2 weeks. Time to give you the biggest Japanese hits from the past decade as part of celebrating our 10th year anniversary of our podcast. Please stay tuned for that. And that's it for this episode of Japan Top 10. So, Brinton, how was your first episode?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, and I hope you had a lot of fun joining me on this top 10 countdown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good to hear that. I was so amazed that you researched so much, and even I'm Japanese, but I didn't know much about lyrics, but you know well. So, yeah, I was surprised. But, yeah, thank you for... Nandake. Sorry. Yeah, it was nice to talking with you.
Yeah, likewise to you too. Thanks a lot for showing me around the sort of like way to record things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, thank you. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening till the end, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.